Xcode. A week ago, I had the idea for the Facebook thing. I just thought of it as a fun little gamification.
What is Facebook?
So it basically is it's an app where you log in with your Facebook credentials. It harvests information about your friends, like the likes, their education, where they live, things like that. That's available through the Facebook API when you connect. What I then do is I'll pick something from that harvested list, like for instance where you went to school, and I'll put that up as a statement, and then I'll pick the person who actually went to that school and two other people in a list, and I'll let the user choose between them. And after that, I'll give a... When you've gone through, like, 5 or 10 of these, I'll give some statistics, like, you know your friends, like, 80%, whatever. And this person you know the best, and this is the person you know the least of, or something like that.
And why are you doing this?
I thought it would be fun for me. Because I like kind of quizzes and stuff.
So there's the quiz aspect. You're going to write it just in native Objective-C.
I'm getting to that. So at first I was just going to write it in JavaScript and just wrap it in PhoneGap. The thing is, though, Facebook doesn't have an API for JavaScript. And they have an API for PHP and some other stuff. So the thing is, if you write it in JavaScript, you have to have some kind of backend to harvest stuff. But if you write it in the app, you can. The API there supports all kind of weird stuff with the native sort of Coco stuff. So you can store and do all kinds of weird stuff without having it back to actually do the... The problem is doing the authorization bit.
So, PhoneGap have released Facebook SDK.
They have. Okay, I haven't seen that.
Which... Or at least Facebook Connect. That's not okay. There's a guy. I will post the link in the show notes to the website if we don't have, and I will share with you at least a blog post where this guy talks. Shows you an app that is on GitHub that you can see how they do it.
Okay, that's cool.
That said, in the PhoneGap JavaScript to Objective-C bridge, it's probably worth looking to see if it covers some of the methods that you plan on using before you jump into it. I'm not sure if it's 100% coverage or what have you.
Yeah.
But that's an... So am I to understand that you're saying that the API in the Objective-C does a little bit more than just the HTTP requests? It kind of stores it for you.
Yeah. And it comes with various new dialogues. UI stuff that has the built-in dialogue and all kinds of weird stuff.
Okay, so it's a bit more than
it's
just...
It's a package.
It's more than... It is an API in the true computer sense, but
yeah.
It's not an API in the modern hip, cool world of web developer.
Yeah.
Because it's not over HTTP.
It might be, but I don't know. And I don't... That's the thing. I don't have to care.
Yeah, because you just say...
It's all wrapped.
How are you finding the syntax?
That's the thing. I haven't gotten that far. I've tried before, so I know that the syntax is kind of weird to me. Like the object notation and the reference to functions inside objects. To me, it's kind of weird. Like you have the weird parentheses where you have the object and then the function on the right side.
Is it weird because it's different? Because the first time I looked at Objective-C, I was like, what's going on?
Yeah.
But the last time I... Looking at PhoneGap, seeing the JavaScript, seeing small snippets of Objective-C, it becomes a lot easier to understand.
Oh, yeah. Often often the problem I have with these things is that it always goes ahead and creates a massive skeleton. And I get so confused by that that I just give up.
Okay, so talk to me about timelines. I'm putting on the old product hat.
Yeah.
What's your time to deliver? The
plan is to have a working prototype in 2 weeks.
Is this something we're going to hold you to? Me and the listeners?
We can do that.
Did you hear that, listeners? All one of you? Hopefully there's one of you. So,
2 weeks.
There's a little pause here as I try and understand how to read a calendar. 27th of August. Is that what we're committing to here?
Yes.
That is Tuesday, the 27th of August, 2013.
Oh, we have another podcast.
At the speed we're going, I would have possibly had six by then.
No.
We will definitely have a podcast on that day.
Yeah.
Maybe with a link to a video feed of your... Or maybe a link to the app in the App Store.
I'm putting all of it on GitHub, though. So I'm putting the whole program.
Will you try and release it on...
Yeah.
Will you give it away for free?
Yeah.
And you will give it away for free in the GitHub.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Looking forward to the 27th of August.
Cool. The thing I'm most excited about is figuring out what kind of stuff I can do with the UI.
Because the UI of Objective-C iOS?
iOS stuff. I'm getting so good at doing CSS now, I feel like I could really master that and just pretty much build anything I want. So it'd be interesting to see if those ideas can transfer to iOS development.
My understanding is no.
Yeah.
But at the same time, that's just because I look at it from the CSS syntax to that. But I think once you get into it, the way that you use the settings to do things, that'll just be your standard object-oriented approach. But
yeah, I imagine it to have to be like a bit more like JavaScript animations, jQuery animations.
Time will tell.
Yeah.
Are you just going to use the I don't know the fancy names for this, but the drag and drop screen that they give you in Xcode? Or
yeah.
Okay. So you will just be sticking to whatever, hopefully, the standard.
I'll be trying to do it the way that Apple wants me to do it, just to see how that works.
Okay. And this is iOS 7 or
6. I couldn't get a hold of iOS 7. Maybe you need to be a special. Maybe you need to pay.
You just need to be a developer.
Yeah. Well, I haven't paid for the developer stuff yet.
I think you just need to log in.
No, it's like $99.
Oh. To log in?
Log in is fine, but the thing is, like, you need the iOS 7 thing is, I think you need to download a package from somewhere and I couldn't find it.
Okay, I'll have a look. So now I've got an email saying that they've released some beta of 7 or something.
Alright.
But which is one of those frustrating things, I believe, because say I want to play with PhoneGap, it's that trade-off.
Yeah.
As the iOS gets bumped, the third-party JavaScript things that bridge it not necessarily break, but they can sometimes have tooling issues regarding compiling. But we will see. Okay.
It's just fun to see what I can get out of doing it natively.
No, sounds good.
But I'll be surprised if I can manage to figure out the syntax well, like master it. Because the last time I tried, that seemed to be the big issue, that I couldn't get past the syntax.
Okay. So, I'd like to change topics to talk about how does one broaden one's mind?
What do you mean?
In the most general sense, no specific, no direct things. months. But how can you go back 4 million miles? I ask this because we have ingrained stereotypes, we have beliefs, we have social upbringing, and all these kind of things. And I'm curious how I can go around, or how I can broaden my mind a little bit, because so far when I do it, I kind of either feel a bit fake, or kind of know that I'm doing it, or I forget that I want to do it, and I resort back to my beliefs.
I definitely see what you mean. I guess all through the 7th and to the 9th grade.
Can we just translate that into years? Because I don't know your 7th to 9th grade.
From 13 to 15.
Okay.
I was just super nerdy, had glasses and everything. That was sort of my thing. And then I sort of, during 16 to 18, I got contact lenses, and I kind of changed some things, and got a girlfriend, and sort of changed what kind of music I listened to and all those things. And it felt, I still feel like it was fake. So the reason I started listening to that type of music is that there was a girl that listened to that type of music, and I started listening to it to see if,
for some reason, connection.
Yeah,
I get that.
Yeah,
is that the only way we broaden our minds?
No, but I was specifically getting at the thing that when you feel like you broaden your mind, or you feel like you change something about you, you feel like you feel guilt from that, because you think that people perceive you in one way, that you have to continue feeding them that image, kind of.
So
that might be why it's hard to broaden your mind, because it's keeping up with the parents, it's kind of.
Yes. Where I struggle with it, or where I'm finding myself, the question is, when I've had my mind or my views changed in the past, I haven't gone out looking to build my mind. Yet, when you kind of want to broaden your mind, it feels fake.
Yeah.
Because I guess you're forcing it a little bit. So I would love to figure out a way to get organic broadening. I threw out this message to a few people last night. Some of them like, thanks, Chris, I'm trying to go to sleep. I have no plans to broaden my mind right now. Other people were kind of like, what kind of broadening of your mind are you thinking of that for? And, you know, you get some, just from the feedback, you kind of learn a little about those individuals. But some of the things that crept up was go travel, was read, meet new people. And I can tell you, in my mind, that will only work if you're willing to do my important.
Yeah.
Which absolutely is a fantastic contradiction.
Yeah.
Because I've traveled a little, and I can tell you that sometimes nothing has changed. Like, you get on a plane, you go somewhere, a holiday, you do something, you come back. Why does this mythical go travel or read a book suddenly translate to your mind being broadened? There's more to it, and it seems like a very generalized, stereotypical solution to something that I think is not.
Well, a part of it is definitely like trying to be open to things. It's not. I tend to be, even though I wouldn't like to admit it, I tend to find things that I'm comfortable with and stick to them. And even though I might know that there's something better. No, no, if you do that. I used to.
Like a job.
Exactly. I used to live in. I used to live with 4 other people.
Until you ate them.
Yeah. Well, one of them, I've known him since I was a kid. I used to study with him as well. And when we went to the store that was right next to where we lived, I used to be very fond of buying new stuff. Like if there was just a new brand of juice, I would get that. He would always make fun of me for doing that. And I would ask him, like, what? How can you know what you really like unless you try that other thing? But his counter to that was just, like, he really likes this thing and he just wants to continue having that.
I see.
Do you get that analogy?
So there's comfort on both sides. There's comfort in knowing what you like, and there's comfort in always wanting to try something new so you don't feel that you're only liking the one thing.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's. I know I said I want to keep the broadening statement as general as possible, but I'm not sure I meant it relating to what I'm going to label as materialistic things. Not that I'm saying I want it to be spiritual things or that kind of stuff. This is why I don't want to give it a label. But, I went climbing last night indoors, and just pushing yourself through a point that you feel is... Well, first you need to take a break because you feel it's uncomfortable. Because if you try and do it in your sleep, you're going to fall. But nobody really likes to fall 3 or 4 meters. And so you take the break. You psych yourself up. And then you either do or you don't. And to me, strangely, I see that as a little bit of broadening the mind. You're losing your boundaries. You're learning your boundaries.
Definitely. I mean, like, even... just going for a run in the morning is sort of broadening your horizons a bit, because you sort of have to make yourself do that.
You certainly do. I set my alarm this morning for 5:20 to go to the gym for half an hour before I was to meet you.
Did you do that?
I did set the alarm.
All right, yeah.
I failed. I set 2 alarms, but as you said, a bit of motivational issues there maybe, but... And it's ironic because I know generally I enjoy it and get something out of it more than just the exercise and kickstart to my day.
Yeah, I mean, I really believe that when people say that they're broadening their minds when they go on trips to places, they're really just learning, meeting other people and hearing what they have to say, just meeting other cultures. That is the essence of it.
I agree entirely. But here's what I don't get. Then you can broaden your mind in the very city you live.
Exactly.
Yet for some reason, you will be seeing that. You will see that.
Yeah. To me, it's kind of it's an old thing. It's the thing about people thinking that their town is just this little isolated thing, this little silo, and to experience things, other things, you need to go out of that silo and into some other silo that has another thing going on. I'm not sure that that's the case
anymore. I actually agree with you. In the sense that it's not the same anymore. I think in the past it possibly wasn't as black and white as that. It's just a bit more reserved because people wanted to fit in.
Yeah, well,
in those little silos.
Not only that, but it was, you didn't have as much people moving from different countries because of wars and things like that. You didn't have as much like cultural mixes. You didn't have other cultures impacting your culture on popular media and things like that. It's just, I would imagine that a culture wasn't as diverse 200 years ago as it is now, just because of how we mix our countries together and our cultures.
So I don't know.
Oh.
Diversification, I think, is maybe tipped too far.
Really?
Yes.
Careful where you thread.
My prime example is I
Don't worry, this is this is none of those kind of topics here.
Straight up, I can fly to England, and I can guarantee at least five shops overlap almost to Oslo, not to London. Further to that, if I go from Australia to England, there's identical shoe shops, there's identical. There's so many things that, but 8 years ago, wouldn't have been the same.
Isn't that what I'm saying?
No, because I don't think that's diversification when they're the same things in different places.
Gotcha.
Like Subway, for instance. Starbucks.
Yeah.
These things, yes, you're getting a cultural diversification, but ultimately, once you've gone a little too far, that's some romance of going to that.
Oh,
imagine you went to Paris and all you can worry about is like,
not
this Starbucks.
Oh, no, I get this. I get what you're saying. But the thing is, like, that shop, it's quite possible that that shop was always there in England, but was not there in Norway until 10 years ago. So that means that for a Norwegian inhabitant, their country has gotten more diverse. But in 100 years, that might be seen as a simulation. Just as you're adapting to kind of a world culture, in a sense, which is ran by whatever capitalistic cultures. But
the example of the shops, to me, is an example of where diversification has actually made you feel the same.
Yeah.
And therefore,
yeah, well, so
diversification. Because today, there's a popular dish in the forum, which is vegetarian cabbage. But if in 100 years, that's gone, because let's face it, it's not that traditional as well.
Yeah.
And then it's replaced with roast beef.
Yeah. I don't think that'll ever happen. But I get what you mean. Like, you can only like a population, you can only saturate their culture that much, and then sort of.
So does this mean sort of, if we fast forward, we're all just going to be video games?
Maybe. It's not unlikely. Like the book, Ready Player One.
Indeed. But that's also escapism.
It is. Oh, it definitely is. But you see so many tendencies towards that in society.
True. What is it?
I reckon. I wanted to talk about this, but because one of my best friends, he grew up in a really Christian household, and no alcohol. He wasn't allowed to go on trips with the rest of us when he was in school, things like that.
Mm.
He is now the person that drinks the most of anyone. Why do you reckon that is? Is it just because he still feels like he needs to fulfill his childhood dreams of like having more fun going out? Or is it some kind of escape thing? And I
that's wonder, a can of worms.
Yeah. And I wonder if a lot of the thing I don't like about alcohol is that I don't feel like I'm myself anymore. And I feel like it's fake. Like I'm having fun because it's alcohol makes a kind of a fake situation. I wouldn't be there unless I had alcohol.
Is that what in your mind?
Might be.
Because some people blame Steve Jobs and others were quite influenced subconsciously or consciously by their experimentation with drugs.
Yeah, and that might be what will be the case, because you kind of, the drugs apply a layer to yourself and maybe to your subconscious or whatever, that makes you think in a way that you wouldn't Because I think
that a layer or removes a layer that maybe inhibited you from thinking.
Maybe it's, yeah, exactly. I mean, I think people work in the way that we try to structure things. We always try to label and put things into groups, and that's how we kind of understand how things work, right? Like we see a book, and we can immediately know that it has letters inside it. Maybe has chapters. Like we use taxonomy to like classify everything.
Okay.
So after a while, that becomes the rules of how things are. Right? Like you, I mean, if I say I've read a book, you immediately know what I'm talking about because you know what book it's about.
In general,
yes. So what when you get to that point that you want to reinvent the book, but you're stuck in what you think a book should be or is? Could that be possibly what they did? Like, you could take some kind of substance and kind of remove that layer, and then start building some kind of weird new layer?
No, I don't yet think that the experimentation that you could take something sort of laser in on something you're going to work on. I think it's more you get into this potential state of mind where you're able to have subconscious or conscious thinkings of a variety of subjects. Mm. I don't think you can do that. Today I'm going to take a little bit of something and I'm going to focus all of that magical energy on cleaning my bedroom.
I get that. I think it's more of the fact that I'm pretty sure that for instance, Steve Jobs is probably sat during the day thinking of a problem. Like he wanted a way to make the computer print something that looked like a book.
Okay.
So he takes in the afternoon. He'll take some kind of drug. I don't know.
I don't know how this works.
Yeah, but say he does that and he starts to roll back his mind. Maybe he'll go back to a typography study at school. And then he'll figure out, the thing I need is good fonts.
I see. No.
It might just be able to help you make a connection that isn't really... Right? Because up until then, I would think that computers were like this. Oh, it's like this font, and it prints out this kind of thing on the paper, and that's how computers work, kind of thing. Now that's broadening your mind.
The escapism of the Christian check.
I think it's too open for all sorts of possible reasonings. But
we should really pack up now.
I see. But I'm trying to escape.
Got that.
In fact, I'm trying to break through.
I see. We were.
No, the song. I wanna break free.
So we need a new. Isn't that a Queen song? So.
Possibly.
Yes, it's the one where he's dressed like a woman. Yeah, it's the one where he's dressed like a woman vacuuming. Right, should we end this?
Maybe that should be your pre-term.
Yeah.
Yes, let's end this.